35. Wax nodded to Wayne, and together they dashed out of the newspaper building, Wax pulling Telson behind him, and into the cover between two nearby apartment buildings. Telson sighed as they stopped, then straightened her suit jacket.
Was that necessary?
Wax gestured, and Wayne scrambled farther along the alleyway to scout the area.
There are no snipers, Telson said. You aren't surrounded. It's just me.
Wax ignored her, absently clicking the chambers on vindication one at a time, watching the sky because each time he looked at her he felt pain, betrayal. He'd told Marcy he could handle Telson, but now he questioned that. When had he ever gotten the better of her? She'd always made a fool of him.
This is what you came here to do, he told himself. This is why you put the coat back on, because you know she has to be dealt with somehow.
What if I towed you to Ellendale, he said, and threw you in prison? Would you go along with it?
Of course not, she said. I came to talk, to persuade you.
Of what?
She met his eyes.
To run, Wax. Return to the roughs. Take your wife, your children, and leave. You have time. Step away and let me do what needs to be done. I'd rather you lived.
Where was that inclination 6 years ago? He asked. On that mountaintop.
She sighed as if at his childishness, then leaned against the wall of the alley.
I didn't want to shoot you, Wax. I didn't expect you to show up and undermine our plans, and I had to do what was required in the moment. Wax, I know you. I know you're overwhelmed by this. It's too big for you. It can't be solved by barreling in, revolver in hand. Go back to a place where you can accomplish something relevant. This next part will be messy, but it's the only way to save our planet.
You expect me to believe that you are interested in the safety of the planet? That you are being altruistic?
Hardly, she said, her arms folded. I live here, Wax. If the basin goes, I go. If you can trust in one thing, trust in my sense of self-preservation. Ellendale has to be destroyed. Or else.
Or else autonomy destroys the entire basin?
She has an army, Telson said, looking away. Men of gold and red. Waiting for me to fail. Breathing over my proverbial shoulder. Our best hope is for me to prove I can rule this planet for her, and I need to remove the leadership of Ellendale before I can do that.
She focused on him.
We'll be better off with her guiding us. Harmony is useless, as you've undoubtedly learned by now. We need someone stronger.
Someone who, by coincidence, he said, wants you to represent her.
It is a job that needs to be done.
I'd rather it be done by practically anyone but you.
You don't get to make that decision, Telson looked up toward the sky. Once I'm fully invested, once I'm a sliver of autonomy, you'll see. I'll rebuild the basin, make it as modern and efficient as Bilming. You realize that harmony has crippled us? Life is too easy in the basin, too lush. There's no conflict or strife, so we don't innovate, don't grow. That's what autonomy has taught me.
Wax, feeling cold, stepped toward her.
So the solution is to annihilate Ellendale. Nearly half our entire population?
She continued staring at the sky.
Telson, he said, this insane plan won't work. The South will invade the moment we're perceived as weak. The outer cities will rebel in horror at what you've done. I know the mayors of those cities. They're frustrated, but they're not monsters. By destroying Ellendale, you'll throw us into chaos. And yes, you'll have strife, but it will end us as surely as if autonomy had attacked. This won't give you what you want. Autonomy is playing you. Have you considered that? Maybe she wants you to destroy the basin so she doesn't have to bother.
Again, Telson didn't look at him. And Rust, he felt like he'd put together another piece. Harmony had talked about autonomy in the way she pushed people to survive, to prove themselves. A destroyed city might seem like a ruthless enough move to accomplish that, which was why Telson was pursuing it. But what about the letter indicating the involvement of Ellendale senators, he thought. This is wrong. I'm making guesses based on incomplete information. Come on, Telson said, turning to climb up a fire escape. I hate the smell of alleys. Wax raised the gun at her and chambered a haze killer round. An aluminum bullet with a secondary explosive that would blast after it lodged into her. A brutal shell capable of ripping off limbs. Renette had designed it for him after he'd discovered the bands of mourning and had expressed interest in ways to forcibly remove spikes from bodies. Telson continued up the fire escape, indifferent. She paused at the first landing and glanced at Wax. Come on! Then she kept climbing. Rusts. Wax raised Vindication beside his head, then dropped a bullet with the other hand and used it to launch himself up past Telson onto the roof. She joined him a short time later, and they both looked out over the city.
Life really would have been far simpler, she said, if you'd stayed in the roughs, Wax.
Then you and Edwarn shouldn't have vanished.
We had to go into hiding, she said. Did Harmony tell you what happened to our parents?
It was an accident.
It was agents of Harmony trying to get to me. Did Harmony ever admit that to you?
She strolled past him.
No, I expect not, based on your expression.
Don't let her play you, Wax. Get information. I know your bomb's delivery mechanism doesn't work, Telson. I am going to track it down and stop it. Maybe you should be the one planning to hide in the roughs. Better, maybe you should be asking me for help. If Autonomy has an army ready to strike, then we should be figuring out how to fight it together.
Telson stopped at the edge of the building, elbows on the stone railing, contemplative.
It's pretty, don't you think? A city of the future, all symmetrical like a perfect face, a beauty without blemish.
Telson, Wax said, stepping up to her.
Oh, stop with the gritty constable growl, Wax, she said. You see this city? 6 years under my direction, and it's doing far better than Ellendale. You have to admit we've been too sheltered. The Malwish are beyond us, and you haven't even seen what other planets are capable of doing. We're so far behind. We're vulnerable.
I don't see how blowing up the capital is going to change that, Telson.
Because you've always lacked vision, Wax, she said. When something truly expansive lies before you, instead of comprehending it, you run.
Wax kept his distance.
Why did you come to see me, Telson? He asked. What is this really about?
Sibling affection, she said,
then smiled as he gave her a flat glance in response.
I simply want you gone, out of the equation. You interfering is bad, even when you inevitably fail.
Her brother showing up to ruin things is bad, he thought.
Telson glanced away again, but he sensed a tension in her posture. She was legitimately worried that her plans wouldn't come together, that Autonomy would simply send in her armies.
Can't have your own family ruining your masterful plans. It makes you look bad in front of the Dark God deciding whether or not to destroy you.
You can't actually think, he said, that you can bully me into leaving a case.
I suppose not, she said softly. But I wanted to try.
Yeah, she's worried.
Telson knew him, but he knew her equally well. Perhaps Harmony was right in suggesting Wax talk to her. The sharpened sword cut cleanest, and Wax had spent a lifetime sharpening this particular blade.
Do you remember back in the village, he said to her, when you wanted your own room?
Father always said it was appropriate for us, she said, because of our lineage. We shouldn't have to share.
You planted stolen cash on your own cousin to achieve it, and even that wasn't your end goal. You wanted to live alone so that you could sneak out. Everything is a power play for you.
Because I'm willing to step up, she said, and take charge. Like I took over our house when our parents died. Like I'm taking over this planet. It will happen, Wax. I'm merely sad that I'll have to cut through you to accomplish it.
Wax met her gaze, and he realized something profound. He couldn't see anything familial in this person. Familiar, yes, but whatever he had loved was long gone, ripped out and replaced with expansions of the parts of her he'd always hated.
Last chance, Wax, she said, holding his eyes. Go back to the Ruffs. With Ellendale gone, those people out there are going to need someone to help guide and protect them. You can be that person. This is too big for you. You know it is.
Wax opened his mouth to object, to explain that yes, he had run once. He'd been overwhelmed by politics, society, expectations. He'd wanted adventure, dreamed of it in the Ruffs. But more, he'd wanted a place where one man could make an easy difference, where things felt simpler. He cut himself off, realizing something crucial. She was wrong about him. He'd changed. He'd become someone new, someone who had grown beyond his fears. But she didn't realize it. She didn't know about Lessie, didn't understand the depth of his friendship with Wayne, didn't know of his love for Steris, the reason he'd taken Harmony's offer to return from death and try again. She didn't know him, but she thought she did. Rusts. For the first time in his life, he had an advantage over her. Telson, by marinating in her own ambitions for years, had become an extreme version of the woman he knew. She'd continued on exactly the path he'd worried about since her youth. But he'd deviated. He'd grown. He'd changed. I might not be able to fix things in Ellendale, he found himself saying. I might not grasp everything that's happening with you and autonomy. But stopping a bomb is something I can solve. Something I will solve. She sighed, seeing only the dogged lawman, her little brother, and his fantasies.
You have no idea, she whispered, looking away. You can't stop this, Wax. Even if you did find the bomb, there are redundancies upon redundancies to make sure that Autonomy gets what she wants. We need to prove ourselves, and I'm going to do that.
Redundancies? What did she mean by that? It didn't sound like the army Autonomy was supposedly sending. Were there other internal pressures? Rivals? He took a guess. Gave and Trone, he said, is trying to overtake you. Seize your position.
And Trone is a coward, she said. He won't move against me. Wax, you're not half as smart as you think you are.
He might not see it all, true. But if Entrone was a coward, then maybe Wax was interrogating the wrong person. He doubted he could break Telson, but clearly there was someone else who knew these plans. So I get Entrone to break, he thought.
You ever stand up someplace high, Telson said, and feel the irresistible urge to throw yourself off?
No, Wax said, frowning. If I want to, I jump. If I don't, I don't.
The curse of steel pushing, she said, staring out over the city. You can't feel it. The call to do something dramatic, drastic, impressive.
The urge to kill yourself on a whim? Wax asked, baffled.
The opportunity to be afraid, she whispered. To do something thrilling and new. You know, I resisted getting the spikes for steel pushing and iron pulling. I didn't want to lose my nervousness around heights. Then I found new fears, new challenges, new ambitions.
Wax nodded slowly. That was his Telson, the woman who always pushed recklessly for more. More power, but also more experiences, more novelty, more control over others.
There's an entire Cosmere out there, she said to him. Few ever see or know it, but I have a chance to, a real chance. I'm not going to let you take that from me. I'm telling you, Wax, I'm not going to pull my punches. I'll do whatever it takes. and I'll stop you, whatever it takes. Ever the moralist, she said, glancing at him. Standing so tall, pretending you see so high, when in reality you can barely grasp the problems you're trying to fix. I've already solved them. Do you want to hear of Trell? Autonomy? What it means to be her avatar? A part of him did. But if she wanted to tell him about it, if she was offering Rusts, then she was stalling. She was desperate, trying to buy as much time as she could. That piece clicked into place. She was talking to him because she had to keep him distracted. The trick wasn't to realize that she was stalling. It was to recognize that as long as he let her tease him with information, she held all the cards. There was only one way to win this particular game, and that was to leave the table. "She's going to destroy us," he said, strolling across the top of the roof behind her. "Unless I prove to her that we're worth saving," she explained, turning to survey the city. As before, she didn't seem to care that she had her back to him. "Autonomy is odd. She respects those who are bold, strong, able to survive on their own. But she also wants them to obey her. I suppose that is the irony of godhood. Half the time being autonomous means following her plan, and there's no whimsy to her. That's a different god. Autonomy is rugged individualism filtered through the lens of a god who thinks she knows best. And in that context, individualism is a virtue best applied to finding ways to carry out the plans she has outlined. You get to be individual in your chosen path to do what she says. Wax missed the next part, as he had quietly slipped over the side of the roof. With luck, she'd keep right on talking, giving him time to get away.